down.
I knew we'd get out of this place.
Away we go. Down the tracks of 2021 into America's birthday. That's where we are. If it's live that you're listening to us, we are celebrating America's birthday. 244 years young.
Really?
Very young.
Very young.
Compared to the Native Americans who have been here on what they call Turtle Island for thousands of years. The United States, baby, was born on the 4th of July. That's a movie, right? Except it was actually the 2nd of July that they signed the Declaration of Independence. But it took a while, you know, they didn't have Twitter. So it was the 4th of July when I guess they got the announcement out. 1776, and we were conceived through, well, Native American genocide, birthed through, well, war. You know, the rocket's red glare, bombs bursting in air, all that. And suckled. You like that suckling, don't you?
Suckled, yep.
Except the U.S. of A. was suckled on slavery. Not so nice. Sort of takes the fun out of suckling. Okay, but yes, that's true, though. We were suckled on slavery, this country, we. Not you in particular, but perhaps your ancestors, perhaps not. And raised on capitalism of the worst kind. And yes, that's all of us. So now most of the body of this country is sick and emaciated. And a very tiny, tiny, special little portion. The billionaire butthole of this country is huge. But yet there's that idea of freedom, fireworking, whip cracking freedom. Of course, those whips are cracking on the backs of slaves. I prefer the idea of whip cracking in a consensual way. I don't know if they even thought about that in those days. Probably they did, actually. But it's embedded in our Declaration of Independence. Freedom. I often say freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second. And that's consensual restraint, of course. None of the real life slavery stuff. I have to make that clear. But consensual restraint is fun, very freeing. It's one of those paradoxes of life. Yes, life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Ah, yes.
Words written by Thomas Jefferson, who owned slaves and actually had regular sex with one of them. One of them was his lover. And he was inspired to write those words in particular, and just the whole general idea of freedom, by Gaetano Filangieri.
An old relative of mine.
Yes.
From way back. Way right. Back when?
He inspired the Declaration of Independence. And the Constitution.
And the ideals.
And all the ideals of all of our founding fathers. Probably some mothers, too, that aren't mentioned. Except for Betsy Ross, because she did the sewing. Max's ancestor, Gaetano Filangieri, was very good friends with Ben Franklin. Very good, meaning they wrote a lot of letters to each other. I
yeah.
Don't even know if they met, actually. But in those days, it was kind of like letter writing was like Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of books
yes.
Went to the founders of the states of United and ununited now.
Yes. And Ben Franklin, of course, was a Freemason. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. And he also owned slaves, but not so many. So we give him a little pass. Anyway, happy birthday, USA. Last year we gave Sunshine, my assistant at the time, America's birthday spanking. But tonight we're doing a radio show, a podcast, FDR, which is short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of our more inspiring presidents. I know he had a lot of faults, but he was somewhat socialistic.
Who was that? Oh, FDR.
FDR, which also stands for Fuck the Rich. And we're going to talk about all kinds of subjects. Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Sexual, political, and actual.
My stomach.
The fireworks in your stomach?
No, the fireworks are not in my stomach.
Oh, I thought I heard a little...
No.
Sounded like a firework revving up.
No, it's just...
There were fireworks a little further south last night, or actually this morning. Right? We made some sexual fireworks, Captain Max and I.
Big racket in there.
Yes, big, big, big racket.
The building shook.
Oh, gosh. Fortunately, we only are on a first floor. That's all we have in Bonoboville right now. So nothing collapsed on us. But we love fireworks. And yes, we got our 4th of July weekend off with some sexual fireworks. I love regular fireworks, too. I call them orgasms for the eyes. Eyegasms. But sexual fireworks, you feel them. And they don't pollute the environment, cause fires, or scare dogs. Well, sexual fireworks might scare your dog.
If you scream a lot, like I did last night.
It's also the 100-year anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you know that China invented fireworks?
I did know that.
Yes. They invented lots of things.
They're a powerful force in our world of nations. If you see us as nations, certainly China is very powerful and rarely makes war on its neighbors or anybody. They fight because they're often invaded.
Often invaded,
yes.
And exploited.
Yes.
And beaten and... killed and all kinds of...
Discriminated against.
Nasties.
In many ways.
And now everybody's all, oh, China. China's growing up. China's going to be bigger than us. Hey,
yeah?
It's a capitalist world. And guess what? God, the communists are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's right.
It used to be that they were inefficient. But they have brought 250 million people
out of poverty.
Out of poverty.
Extreme poverty.
Yeah, extreme poverty, which no country has ever done. 250 million people out of poverty. And by the way, why isn't there a revolt in China?
Well, there are. They put Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, but that, I'm talking revolt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they had their revolt.
You know,
that was the communist revolution.
They got rid of the capitalists.
Good old Mao Zedong.
I used to have his little
Mao Zedong.
I used to have his censorship. You couldn't get Mao Zedong's book.
Right.
Way back, even in the 60s.
Right.
It was illegal to read.
But people got it anyway.
Oh yeah,
I got
one. I got one.
I don't know if I actually read it.
I read it.
I read it.
I read
hey.
It. Hi.
Reddit. I don't see comments from Reddit, but I do see that Michael Marinacci is on Facebook. Hello, everyone. Michael Carolus. What up, Max? Theater of the Vamp. How's the sex tonight? On Instagram. Hope it's properly served. Piping hot. Absolutely, Theater of the Vamp. And it was very hot this morning. The fireworks. You bet. Ooh. Got to have those sexual fireworks because they're just very ecological and cheap and they won't hurt anybody. I mean, we're imagining it's all consensual, okay?
Somebody's saying they got some buzzing, loud buzzing. on Reddit.
Oh, so I think we have a problem with Reddit, which is probably why we're not seeing people on Reddit. Okay. Yes, I see now. We have comments about the sound. Okay. And Nicholas Tanna is the director of Sticky and the upcoming movie about Dr. Joycelyn Elders, our Surgeon General, who, of course, recommended that masturbation be taught. Not how to masturbate, folks, okay? I can teach you that, though. I don't mind. But no, she was just saying it should be listed, basically, as one of the ways to practice safe sex, safer sex. There's no such thing as safety. And, you know, while you're masturbating, you could stick a light bulb up your billionaire butthole, and that would not be safe. So you can even be unsafe in masturbation, but usually not. And usually it is very safe. It's definitely safer. And she promoted it, and then she was fired, which is why now we call masturbation firing the Surgeon General. And Nick is going to make a movie about it. He's making it. So I'm excited about that. And we're also talking about the death of Donald Rumsfeld. All you patriots, he was the epitome of American evil. We're going to talk about the release of Bill Cosby. Not exactly the epitome of evil, but certainly seems to have been guilty, actually confessed that he roofied women, mainly with Quaaludes. I remember Quaaludes. Non-consensual sex, basically rape. But he was unfairly convicted, and so I got to say I have complex feelings about that, which we'll talk about when we get to that. We're also going to talk about U.S. sprinter Shakari Richardson, whose name I could be mispronouncing, being held back from Olympics due to weed. Have you heard about that?
No.
She's not allowed to run because she smokes marijuana. Now, if weed gave you speed, I'd be the Flash, okay? Weed does not make you fast. And free Britney, free Assange. And Trump CFO Alan Weisselberg has been indicted.
He's getting a little pressure now.
Oh, yeah.
He is facing many years in prison. But you know what the boys said, huh? The little Trumpers, the Trumpers. They said everybody cheats on their taxes. So what?
Oh, wow. Well, you're guilty. Obviously, you are guilty. You just admitted it. You are part of everybody.
That's correct.
I am not part of everybody myself, but you are. Everybody cheats, and so do you. Well, okay, so Alan Weisselberg, maybe, he has been indicted, and so the saga goes on to try to make this orange maniac accountable in some fashion. I'm sure it won't make his followers feel bad about him. They'll just see it as a witch hunt. But maybe he'll somehow get his comeuppance. We'll see. So, Donald's. What is it with the name Donald?
Quack, quack.
I love Donald Duck. He's cute. But he's not Mickey Mouse. It's true.
Right.
You are Mickey Mouse. And I'm Minnie. So there's something about these Donalds that is really messed up. And yeah, Donald Rumsfeld is dead. So good riddance to bad rummy.
We're worried about China and forced labor. this guy Rummy Dummy went and killed hundreds of thousands of people and children.
Yes, indeed.
Hundreds of thousands. A 20-year war of nonsense.
Donald Rumsfeld, a.k.a. Rummy, was a heinous, mendacious, murderous, sadistic, unrepentant chicken hawk war criminal and one of the main architects of the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq, one of the worst war crimes of human civilization, really.
I love Trump.
It's right up there with the concentration camps. And that's saying a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm sharing my drink.
Oh.
With someone. Sorry.
Actually, somebody said they love Trump.
Yes.
Well, you know, I am not talking about Donald Trump right now. I'm talking about Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah. And Donald Duck.
Exactly. But Donald Duck is the best of the three.
Right.
So somebody says one beer fan 21. He's on Reddit. Okay, I guess the sound is back on Reddit. Oh God, please let me see Trump hauled away in cuffs. Yeah.
And shackles.
It would be nice.
And shackles.
Of course, non-consensual.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we like shackles. Usually consensual.
Shackles,
but
too.
Shackles should be non-consensual
shackles.
In this case. Yes. And Jack West says, so the show is about sex and politics, just the taboo topics. Yeah. We call this Dr. Susie's Speakeasy. And we speak easy about stuff that isn't so easy to speak about. The
right.
Taboo subjects. Sex, politics, love, war.
Food.
Well, actually, everybody talks about food. Everybody's showing their lunch. I'm like so sick of that. But yeah, every once in a while I'll show a cake or something. You know, but I mean, come on. You don't want to see my pussy. I don't want to see your hamburger. Yuck.
Yeah. And that tomato sauce out of cans.
Yeah, I'd rather see...
Don't eat tomato sauce out of cans.
The hot dog between your legs than the hot dog that's made of pig gizzards and pig poop and whatever. Jux Lee says, Tweedle Trump and Tweedle Trumper. Okay. I guess he means Eric and Trump Jr.? Not sure. Probably, yeah. They're going to jail.
He wants to see some hamburger. Do we have any hamburger in the freezer? Maybe I'll bring that out. I'll be with you in a minute. Yeah, we'll get you some hamburger.
Rummy. You know, they say that history is written by the winners. But what if you wage a war that nobody wins? And that's the Iraq War. Everybody lost and is still losing, except maybe Iran and sort of indirectly Israel. And Rumsfeld, who just kicked the bucket. He started that war. He was a chicken hawk, a draft dodger who would go on to advocate for pointless wars. Now, fellow chicken hawks include Donald Trump, George W. Bush, Dick the Dick, Cheney, Rush, Limp Balls. And you know what? I'm not against draft dodgers. Not at all. I'm actually totally for draft dodgers. I love draft dodgers. Unless you dodge the draft as a young man or a young whatever, only to start a war as an old man or an old whatever. And that's the worst sort of warmonger there is. And that's the kind of warmonger that Rummy was. A sadistic, opportunistic, armchair warmonger who shook hands with Saddam Hussein in the 1980s, sent by Reagan to reassure him that he was our ally against Iran. And then we bombed the shit out of him and his country. You don't have to like Saddam, and I never did, although the Wall Street Journal called me Saddam's sex therapist. That's a long story, but anyway, I was against the war, yeah. Against the invasion, the illegal invasion. So, you don't have to like Saddam to agree that the U.S. just stabbed him in the back, betrayed him and the people of Iraq. And the U.S. often betrays our allies. Just ask the Kurds. But this was so blatant with video. And Donald Rumsfeld was at the center. He was the symbol and one of the chief architects of that betrayal. Yeah, another asshole named Donald. Except Rummy was much smoother and more debonair than Donald Trump. And that was the problem. The media loved him and bought his bullshit and force-fed it to us, the American people, just like they force-fed prisoners. And we, the peaceniks of the world, mounted the biggest international peace protest against this Iraq invasion. It was huge all over the world. I thought they can't do it now. But they did it. Nobody believed they had weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam.
From the beginning, we thought Saddam was the kind of guy that brags he's got 10 inches in his pants and he's only got two.
And he wants to write movies for Hollywood.
And he liked Britney Spears.
And he invited the CIA over to come see his weapons of mass destruction.
He had UN inspectors. He had all kinds of people.
Some hot bodyguards, too.
Somebody says, show your fur burger.
Yeah, show your... You don't want to see my fur burger, I can tell you that.
I think a fur burger is a womanly...
Oh, only womanly.
Piece
okay,
of anatomy.
Okay.
That would be my...
I thought maybe I transitioned.
Beautiful pearl in my precious oyster.
So boys,
opening up...
Don't have fur burgers.
To fireworks! Well, boys have hot dogs.
Free Brittany.
Sometimes you got
yeah,
a furry hot dog. Yeah, free Brittany. Absolutely. I mean, I don't get how this happened to that girl. All that money, all that talent, and a little crazy for like a few days. What the hell? You know, people take advantage of people sometimes. It's really appalling. Free Brittany, free Assange. At least Brittany's not in jail. She seems healthy. Rummy. I got to get back to Rummy. I'm sorry. I know y'all want to talk about Brittany.
No. Go ahead.
Rummy. He led the charge with his charm because Dick Cheney had no charm. And the shrub, my fellow Yaley C student, he couldn't talk. He just kept malapropping. But Rummy was smooth, even when he was full of bullshit with his known knowns and unknown knowns and known unknowns and unknown unknowns. And he didn't know shit, but everybody ate it up. It was so annoying. Rummy, the non-consensual sadist, the torture king of Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, the POW porn, the non-consensual S&M. They did look like they were S&M people in those outfits, those orange jumpsuits with hoods on their heads and shackles, and a lot of them were just taxi cab drivers or people they picked up from nowhere, and they treated them like Jesus. They tortured them, and Rummy was in charge. He was in charge of the POW porn. He signed off on all of it. I mean, he wasn't the only chicken hawk. There was Bush and Dick. It was a regular frat house in the White House. Chicken hawk house. But Rummy wrapped the press around his lying little finger. And this was when we learned, when I learned, that the media really loves war. If it bleeds, it leads. I mean, I knew that, but if it bleeds a lot with bombs and broken body parts, give it the whole damn front page. Rummy got the headlines. He kept the war going for the benefit of the press, the military-industrial complex, the defense contractors, some people in the psychology field, I'm embarrassed to say, the interrogators. Really torturers.
Shame on you.
Shame on those psychology people that were approved by the American Psychological Association. Yeah, benefited a lot of people, all except the American people. And, of course, much worse, the Iraqi people. There's nothing equivalent to that, of course, in Donald Rumsfeld's life, but there's this just twisted little coda. After his horrific stint as Secretary of State, the architect and the promoter of this horrific war crime in Iraq and Afghanistan, for that matter, Rummy purchased a vacation home that was known as Mount Misery. Really? Have you ever heard of such a thing? A vacation home called Mount Misery?
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
And you know why they called it that?
No, why?
Because it was the home of a slave owner who brutally and infamously tortured difficult slaves. They were taken to Mount Misery to receive the worst torture, to be broken. And one of those slaves was Frederick Douglass, who had some interesting things to say about the 4th of July. Probably thanks to that misery he received at Mount Misery, later purchased by Donald Rumsfeld, who supervised the torture program of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and all kinds of other unknown knowns. Yeah. It's all in my terror journals, which got an LA Weekly Award, actually. The War on Terror, as W called it. I don't want these people to get a pass. I just feel that phrase, make love, not war, it's who I am. And just because Donald Trump happens to be a supreme buffoon, really, the insurrection, horrible thing, but it's nothing compared to the invasion of Iraq. I hate Donald Trump just like a lot of y'all, but not as much, sorry, as Donald Rumsfeld. So rest in piss. Rot in piss. Rummy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Hey, women. Forget all the politics. This guy barbecued kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Beheaded kids. Okay? And did horrible, horrible things to fellow human beings.
Well, that's what war is all about.
Well, war is kind of about that, but I think it's really about trying to grab hold of as much wealth for your nation as you can.
Well, that too, and you he know. Certainly did not succeed in that. Not
no.
for the nation.
No.
He grabbed wealth for Bechtel, where he got some kickback, and Halliburton, where Cheney was, and a lot of the defense contractors and the rest of the military-industrial complex. That's who benefited.
Somebody was asking about, let's talk about the deep state. Does anyone know what the deep state is? Do you know what it is? Do you guys know what the deep state is?
I think what they mean are the people who are not elected, but who just work for the government, from the post office to the FBI. I feel about the deep state that it's not all a monolith. I don't trust the CIA. That's part of the deep state. Actually, at this point, I don't trust the post office either. But I like some federal programs that I would like to see expanded, actually. So I am not totally mistrusting of the deep state, because I believe we need some socialism in this country. When we don't have some sort of deep state, we have billionaires out of control.
The deep state does not want change.
Well,
no, they don't.
I guess not.
No, because these are apparatchiks that work
for the government.
Are they human beings or
not? Absolutely, absolutely.
No, so they're different.
But they're also there defending our country.
I'm not totally against them.
The deep state is an army of people who work for the government and try to protect the government. The government is not bad. The people that run the government can be bad.
And listen, I'm against certain branches. I'm against so much money going into our so-called defense industry. That's the branch of the government, the deep state, that I'm against. You know, all those generals and
every other officer, they're part of the deep state. They're not supposed to be affiliated with a party, so they're part of the deep state. I don't like them. Even though some of them are woke and say the right thing, I don't like their commercials trying to grab my woke ass. No. So, what else we got going here? Abu Ghraib was fucking insane. Still hard to believe that really happened. Mods are failures. Thank you. Yes, I agree, obviously.
Some of that happens in Twin Towers also, by the way.
D.J. Hogman. Biden used bad judgment in 2002 against Iraq.
He sure did.
Can we forgive him? No. But, you know, politics means you have to move forward and try to compromise. I don't forgive him.
He hasn't
apologized for that.
And if you don't go along with that, you don't get any goodies.
You got to go along. I mean, I go along with all these people. I would have gone along with Rumsfeld if he would have agreed to pull out, wear a condom, something. But no, he had to just bombs away. And it is a very sexual thing. I'm sorry. It's a sick sexual thing. Bombs. Shooting. Missiles. You do it when you're not getting laid properly, I think.
And some of that war was what we were talking about last night between sex stuff, right?
Some of that... that war we were talking about went with...
Oh, last night. We were talking about war, and I think I just forgot what I was going to tell you.
Right, okay. But you sometimes pull these things out of the air.
I know.
And then I'm
supposed to play tangent spotter. I have short-term memory, and I have long-term memory for any investigators of any kind.
I certainly am not a big Biden fan, but I'm a fan of him doing some socialistic things. I am certainly not a fan of him shooting his big missile off into Syria, Iraq. No. What the fuck?
Oh, ammunition.
Stop it.
Ammunition that was about to expire.
Yeah, that's what they do a lot of.
Was a huge, huge motivation to use it up.
That's why they did the first war on Iraq,
yeah.
The Turkey shoot.
Right.
When they were fleeing from Kuwait, and the first Bush couldn't let them flee. He had to fry them on the battlefield. That was sick. They called it a turkey shoot. We were against that war. Everybody was for that war. Well, a lot of people. The second war, a lot of people were against. But the first war was very popular. And Rummy was involved somehow, I'm sure. But that was Bush Sr. And that was the big betrayal. Because just before that, Rummy had shaken hands with Saddam. And as Saddam's sex therapist, I think that was traumatizing. No, I wasn't Saddam's sex therapist, but James Taranto of the Wall Street Journal called me that, and I thought it was amusing. I didn't think it was so amusing when people did death threats on me, though, for my anti-war stance and for the misunderstandings, but
yeah.
It comes with the territory, folks, and I see that it's only escalated with people now. Everybody's getting death threats. It's crazy.
Sometime you should tell that story.
I will.
Which is a really
great story. You don't have to tell it tonight.
I'm going to tell that story sometime. The Rape of Iraq.
The Rape of Iraq.
My article for Counterpunch and for the DrSusanBlock.com site. And it was really about the invasion of Iraq. I was using the word rape as a metaphor, but somebody misunderstood. And it was a horrific situation.
We got threats.
We got threats. So, fireworks? Ooh. Hey, listen, enjoy your fireworks. I love fireworks. But don't be shooting off your fingers. Because how are you going to finger anybody with no fingers?
Since here, he wants to put his missile in your bunker.
Ooh, baby. See, that sounds like fun. I like that. Put your missile in my bunker, baby. Oh, yeah. Actually, you put your missile in my bunker this morning. Ooh, my bunker just exploded. It was like one of those bunker busters.
People are saying that everybody in California is on drugs.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. And I do want to address drug situation because all drugs are not created equal. And as someone that has done both marijuana and steroids, let me say they are the opposite. So shout out to U.S. sprinter Shikari Richardson. We love you, with a few caveats, which I'll get into in a minute. But we love you. And I feel bad that you cannot compete in the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for THC, a chemical in marijuana. And that's just wrong.
Bunker busters, they're called. Those missiles. It just, somebody told me what those missiles are called. I mean, those bombs.
Yeah, I got it right to begin with.
Oh, did you? I missed that.
I said bunker busters.
You did that?
I believe so, but we'll have to listen to the tape.
Right.
All right. So, anyway.
Thanks.
You don't want to talk about Shikari Richardson?
Yes, sure, sure. Who is that?
She is a runner with very long fingernails.
Oh,
also,
the false eyelashes
are very impressive. I love them. As a false eyelash connoisseur, I want to say.
Eyelashes.
You go. I mean, I don't know how she keeps them in. I got to find out her secret because, you know, you're sweating.
You would think
that they would come out of your eyes.
Dripping down.
But she's got them on and she looks pretty great. So she smoked some weed right before a test, a few days. She admitted it.
So, yeah, I'm reading the commentary on the Shikari Richardson situation. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so.
Shikari Richardson.
Right. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, I mean, rules are rules and everybody has to follow them. I don't know why the Olympics would change the rules for one person. But at the same time, I hear other people saying that it's kind of a... Even AOC, Alexandria Ocasio, was saying that this marijuana ban is kind of a...
It's somewhat racist. I don't know if it's racist because plenty of people of all colors and nationalities at this point smoke weed.
Right.
Although I guess it did start in South America, but it's all over the world. Yeah, she broke the rules. I don't actually care if she competes in the Olympics myself. I don't even think that she'd be running the Olympics.
Where are the Olympics? In Japan this year?
Yeah.
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. What I think is important is that we change the rules because they allow alcohol. Why should you be allowed to drink alcohol right before your test, but you're not allowed to smoke marijuana? Since marijuana is just as legal as alcohol, basically.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just advocating change. I'm not saying she didn't break the rules. Yeah, she broke the rules. Okay, she admits that. She's probably going to be more famous than a lot of these people. She can get some deals, you know.
Because she smokes weed.
Interesting. Yeah, she smokes weed. And listen, weed is not a steroid. If marijuana made you run faster, I'd be Hermes, god of speed and weed. But it doesn't. It doesn't do you any good. It might hinder you, actually. So there's no reason to make it off limits. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, I gotta say that she did make some sort of nasty homophobic comments, I guess, that were floating around on Twitter about Lil Nas and LGBTQ people. But I don't know. I guess we can't disqualify athletes for their opinions.
No, and everybody up here is all like, yay!
But she's also bi.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm learning so much I never knew about, says Sensitive Line 8803. And then somebody says, why shouldn't we trust the post office? Well, because that guy, Leroy, that Trump put in there, he almost said they weren't going to run it anymore. And he's still there, I think.
Also, they open your mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at everything. So, I mean, I love the post office. The postman is very nice. He's got a socialist job. You know, he's got everything he needs. He gets insurance. He gets retirement benefits. He gets, I don't know how much they make an hour now, but it's pretty good. So
Ardrarian says, if you're an athlete that tests positive for THC, you should get twice the accolades for overcoming the haziness. Yeah, and that's why I don't feel too sorry for her. I mean, I understand she's been working towards these Olympics, but if she wants, she can make something of this somehow, maybe.
Well, if she's courageous and she seems to be.
If she's courageous and creative.
Yeah.
And she seems to be.
Then she has to be like the
guy. She can make
a
music video.
Like the New York guy. Yeah. So
I can start a training camp.
I had things on my nipples.
Kristen Rock, a.k.a. Casey, says smoke weed every day.
We're not advocating this, by the way.
We're reading what he said.
Oh,
he
says
that.
He said that.
I didn't say that.
I am not advocating it. Yeah.
No.
No.
I was on Instagram, and Percy, which is one of the managers for Snoop Dogg, he already posted a photo of somebody selling Shikari weed. Shikari branded weed. So
sure, yeah.
Unfortunately,
it's gonna come. It's out there.
I don't think she gets a percentage though.
Yes, it's people are probably just taking her name out.
Yeah, she's gotta jump on it.
She gotta jump on it and make her own. I mean, it's gonna come. It's gonna come anyways.
I mean, those pictures of her are gorgeous. She should at least make some T-shirts. You know, I'm sure that somebody is making T-shirts of her image.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just hoping that they change the rules, because you shouldn't discriminate against marijuana if you allow alcohol?
I think the hard thing is you can't really test for alcohol. I mean, unless it's like every day, because alcohol leave your system after a certain amount of time.
It leaves your system pretty quick.
But the principle, right, is basically the same as, like, alcohol's a drug that you can overdose on and kill yourself, right? But
yeah, so you can drive a car and kill yourself. It's very picky. It's like there's danger in everything. Everything's dangerous, and then people, I didn't know that was dangerous.
And I don't think that the criteria should just be because they can test for it.
Right.
Kristen Rock says, ha ha, Hermes, the god of speed and weed. He likes my joke. I know he likes Hermes.
Yeah, question is, does he like me?
That's always the question.
That's always the question.
The central
Does somebody
question.
Like me, love me, anyone?
Oh, anyone. Let me know. Give me a like.
Scratch my stomach.
Give me a thumb up.
Blow my way.
Blow me.
Yahoo.
So Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Okay. I've never been a fan of his. He's from Philadelphia, like me.
Yeah, he's a Philly boy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And he's very funny. He's very talented. No question about it. He is a genius of sorts. But I've always found him kind of pompous. Has always talked down to young people. Mostly black people, but all young people. Kind of smarmy. But funny. So mixed feelings, like I have about most things, I have about him. Then it comes out that he's roofying these women. I mean, at first it was a rumor, then it seemed to be that he confessed to it, and lots of women came forward about it, that he gave them quaaludes and had sex with them. And I was trying to understand that when the charges came out before the trial. Why, I wondered, would a very successful, charming, funny, multimillionaire, race barrier crashing superstar feel compelled to drug women into unconsciousness before having sex with them? And some of them would have happily had sex with him, and some actually did, without being drugged into it. Pun intended. And it is a kind of rape. It's rape, a kind. There's different kinds. And this is the kind where you're drugging somebody or forcing them to drink too much and then having sex with their unconscious body.
And these prosecutors.
Right. Before we get to the prosecutors,
sure.
Just want to say, I was trying to understand why would he do this? Because I like to try to understand all sexual motivations. And I realized that he had something that a lot of my clients have.
But they don't do this non-consensually.
And that is a sleep fetish. Another term for it, which is, gives it a little romance, is Sleeping Beauty Syndrome. And if it's non-consensual, it is not very beautiful, except, of course, to the sleep fetishist. It can be enjoyed consensually. You can have an agreement with your partner. When you go to sleep, I'm going to have sex with you. Or the partner knows that you like to do that, and you kind of enjoy it, of course. You kind of wake up the person. Well, you're doing it, though. Yeah?
I just want to say, you can call in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Call in.
That number, whatever that number you saw, you call. And we're here at the bar on the train going to 2022.
So that number is 626- 561-5212. And you can call and we'll talk to you. Otherwise, we'll just keep talking and looking at your comments. How is Cosby out already? Right. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court found that District Attorney Kevin Steele, who arrested Cosby in 2015, was obligated to stand by his predecessor's promise not to charge Cosby with any crimes when the comedian agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in Constan's civil case. Okay, so that's the reason. Now, honestly, I see that as a valid reason.
Sure.
You're not supposed to have a double jeopardy. You make a deal, and you're, right. The government needs to stand by that deal, the prosecutor.
Absolutely.
If the accused is making a deal, whether the accused is guilty or innocent, if you are making a deal, you have to keep it.
Deal, right.
So they didn't keep it. Or they did. They didn't. I don't understand what happened. How could they not know that this deal had been made? How could Kevin Steele, who arrested Cosby in 2015, not know that he had made a deal where he would not be charged again if he gave some potentially incriminating testimony? And by the way, this is that small world aspect to this story. The predecessor happened to be the Trumpus's idiot impeachment lawyer, Bruce Castor. Okay? You remember him? This is the one that couldn't remember anything, kept getting everything wrong. And won, of course, simply because the Republican senators were never going to convict Trump. So Bruce Castor was the one who made a deal with Cosby, where he couldn't be imprisoned, be arrested even, for this Constand case. And somehow they missed this. And honestly, I am torn between being upset that this confessed rapist is on the loose. He's kind of old and probably not going to do anything, but still, I'm upset he is not being properly dealt with in our society as we deal with people. Although I'm kind of against the whole prison system, so yeah, I've got complex feelings about this. And I'm also pissed for him just because he made a deal and somehow they forgot about this. What about his lawyer? Why didn't his lawyer bring up that he made this deal?
Hey, you know, even the best paid lawyers can be totally negligent and bad at what they do.
So
it's like somebody forced them to go to law school.
This is my answer to your question, OneBeerFan21. How is Cosby out already? The court overturned Cosby's conviction and ruled that he cannot be retried on the same charges. So, yeah. And these charges were, by the way,
drugging and sexually assaulting
former Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his home in 2004. Even though the case just involved this one woman, at least 60 women had come forward to accuse the former entertainer of sexual assault. So, Amy wants to talk.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in the middle of this conversation.
Sure.
I find situations like this unfortunate. However, any opportunity for the general public to further understand what goes on with these cases, the difference between a civil case and a criminal case, and, you know, a lot of people in the chat are asking questions, and that really is what it comes down to, is that it wasn't even a deal made. It was a press conference. That he just wasn't going to be charged because, well, a lot of time had gone by. And so then they went after him in civil court. And during those depositions that he did for civil court is where they got the ammo to retry him for this one case.
The Andrea Castand case.
That is correct. Yep. And because in the criminal case, they held a press conference, and our obsession with press conferences, I'm old, so I remember when every single thing didn't involve some weird press conference. But
yeah, it was more expensive to gather the media. Now the media is everywhere. Just, you know, you get on social media, you got your press conference.
That's exactly right. And so everyone is, I feel like the public wants to know every single thing. Like when I was growing up, I never once heard of a federal investigation of anything. Like people in general didn't have any idea what the FBI was doing, right? Now everyone's like, we want to know what everybody's
doing.
It's
the information age. Even if it's disinformation, we want to know it.
Right, we just want to be told something. We just
want the ticker tape running.
But unfortunately now, if you do a press conference and you say something, even though you may not, they should have, you are correct, they should have realized that what they are saying has ramifications and could be binding in the future. So by holding this press conference and saying, we will not charge Bill Cosby for this crime, his lawyers said, they said they won't charge you, and so let's do the deposition. So he felt, you know, that he felt not like he didn't do it, but that enough time had gone by and he got away with it. So, and he kind of did.
He kind of did, but, you know, it depends on your view. He did serve, what, 3 years? So...
I mean, you know, rape is a forever trauma.
Oh yeah.
You know, I work.
But let's just say, a lot of this is because of his money. If someone didn't have the money, and they were much more innocent than him, they could rot in jail and no one would pay attention. So, this is very instructive for people to see. And partly we're seeing it because he is a wealthy celebrity, and we're all very interested. It's amazing to see what a wealthy celebrity can get away with.
Right. And, you know, I think for the first time really ever, with the information age, people are seeing how the law works, you know, the inner workings of it that you just never really saw before. I mean... To be honest, in most of history, rape was, and really for the most part, still is, you know, a lot of people get away with it. It was, you know, a thing, it's a thing humans do to other humans that people generally do. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say get away with it, generally speaking. You know, we're not to the point yet where it's not a thing that happens on the regular, unfortunately. It would be.
Oh, I think it's happening less. There's a different kind of violence going on more. The statistics are going down. Maybe it's because of the pandemic. Wasn't as much opportunity. But there was a lot of domestic violence in the pandemic, so that sucked.
I think it has to do with young people. There was a study looking at millennials and just how they act in general. And all kinds of crime is going down with them. Addiction is going down. You know, they're really, really changing a lot of things. I'm 52, so.
Well, good for you, you know, Amy. And you're on Reddit? Were you listening to the show?
I'm watching your live stream on Reddit.
The kids, listen to us. We sound so old, but we are.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, Boomer. We're proud of you kids. That you seem to be a little less violent, hopefully. And we like the woke thing, you know. Go for it.
Yeah.
And be open and be sex positive.
Yeah.
It seems that Bill Cosby got away with rape, yes. But having a sleep fetish... I want to say this as a sexologist, is not a sentence for you to be a rapist. Just because you have a sleep fetish doesn't mean you are going to be like this. And I counsel a lot of people with sleep fetishes who don't want to be like this. The problem is they are attracted to sleeping people. And so what do you do? It's complicated. It's not a simple thing, but
there are ways to address it.
You know, what I'm seeing with the young people that was never a thing for my generation, certainly, was consent and communication. How does this feel? This is what I'm into. The open communication. And I think Cosby probably never had that, you know?
No.
Any kind of fetish had to be sort of this weird secret thing.
So secret, the woman even should be asleep. That's how secret. People that are into sleeping fetishes are very secretive. It's like doing it under the covers, and the person I'm doing it with is not even awake. How secret can you get?
Right, but you can consent to not being awake.
You can do all kinds of things. You can pretend to be asleep. A lot of people do that.
Right.
Like, I'm pretending to be asleep. And, you know, various ways you do that. And you can also just role play a fantasy, and you can also do the thing where you tell your lover that you're into this, so they kind of know on the regular that you might do this in the middle of the night, and you feel them. And in fact, it is very popular for people to come up behind their lover in the middle of the night while they're sleeping and start the sex.
The difference is you're choosing to be a lover.
Right.
There's consent there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can't do that. You can't do anything to somebody who isn't, in fact, your lover. You know, you can say, we can role play that we're not lovers, but, you know, you have to actually be lovers and role play, you know, or in a role play scenario, you know. The thing of it is, I think, and that I see with young people, they are so communicative. It is a beautiful thing, in my opinion, you know.
Are you a cougar? Do you like younger men?
No, I'm super not a cougar. No, no.
Sorry, I had to ask.
I'm
or younger women.
I'm probably now more that I understand some of the definitions of things. I'm probably I'm closer to asexual. I am. I love conversation and, you know, consensual touch, but I'm not really into just getting some. That's really not my thing.
Well, getting some is a form of sex. I don't know if it's all you know, black and white, like either getting some or asexual.
It's been 10 years since I've been with another person in that way.
With another person. I don't know if that means you're asexual. May I ask, do you make love to yourself?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Occasionally.
So I would say you're not asexual. You just aren't in a relationship with another person. But, you know, the longest-term relationship that any of us have is with ourselves. And if you can maintain your own romance, your own feeling of sensuality with yourself, then I don't feel that you're asexual. But that's my definition as a sexologist, who doesn't like to see a lot of asexual people out there. So maybe I'm a little prejudiced.
Right. Yeah, I think, and it may be a misnomer, you know, that asexual people aren't okay with physical touch or things like that, you know, and or orgasm or anything like that.
See, I don't define those people as asexual. I think it's a shame that that is being defined as asexual, because it isn't. Just because you're not having sex with another person, if you look at a Georgia O'Keeffe painting of a flower and you just enjoy it, you're having a sexual fantasy inspired by her art of a beautiful
vulva. I could see that. So, I would rather. I can appreciate a good vulva.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey. Thank you. A men and a women.
I raised my hand.
Max got excited when he heard that.
I got all excited.
It's something that makes you smile. I think sex is not just about the old in and out, and it's certainly not just about intercourse. In fact. I'm a very pro bonobo person. I love the bonobo apes, and they make love, not war. I'll talk about them more sometime.
Right, I'm also pro bonobo.
Oh, you are. Good. Well,
somebody needs to make a pro bonobo T-shirt of some sort.
Maybe we should make a pro bonobo. Just those words. We will. Okay. So
yeah, you should.
Yeah, and they have lots of sex. Never kill each other. And they define sex a lot more broadly than we do. Mostly it's outer course, not intercourse.
Right. It seems more of, they're talking about, I guess maybe they are. Anyways, it's more looking at intimacy as a whole, as opposed to intercourse.
Yeah, they have intimacy. Maybe it's intimacy, although you could also call it casual. They have both. They like friends, and they like strangers. So, you and I have to talk again about bonobos, but we got to go, right? Where's Amy?
Oh, okay. Go do your thing. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for
calling. Amy, I just got to bond with you just for a moment before we go. We have to do a bonobo handshake here, because, girl, we don't have to have sex, but I feel a very intense, beautiful, bonobo-esque vibe from you. So, I hope we talk again.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I can be found on Reddit. I am Real Old Lady, and I'm in the chat here somewhere, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Okay. You have a firework in 4th of July. Maybe this should be one of those times you pull out the old vibrator or something like that, you know.
That's funny. I don't even own one.
Well, whatever you might do. Spit on your fingers.
Yep,
I don't know.
There you go.
It's the 4th of July.
I do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Woo-hoo!
All right. All right. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Bye.
So I do just want to say that after this show, we're going to be playing our Wonder Woman Femocratic Squirting 4th of July with squirting fireworks.
Right.
And it's an amazing show. It features Madame Marguerite, who is, of course, one of my favorite people.
And she's a trainer, right?
Madame Marguerite is a dominatrix and femdom of DomCon.
Yeah, of
one
course.
Of the main ones.
Yeah,
yes, when you say trainer, I see animal specialist, she calls herself. But yes, trainer, you could say, an animal trainer of human animals, that is.
Right. Not human trafficking.
No. No, they're people that like to dress up as dogs and cats and tigers and snakes, and they do it all consensually. In fact, they often sign contracts. That's how intense BDSM people are about consensuality. Also on that show is Madame Grace Marie, the goddess of LA, who has many firework and orgasms. She has major orgasms on the motor bunny, and she squirts. And she's beautiful, hot, redhead. And we also have Linda Rodriguez, professor of cinema at the University of Puerto Rico. Do you remember, she's on the show talking about the movie Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes, right,
and she did a whole academic article on that movie, and we have a very interesting conversation about it, and we talk about Wonder Woman and what she means to us. And I hadn't even seen the whole movie. I'd just seen some excerpts. And I can't say I'm a big fan of Gal Gadot. And I mean, she's kind of a gung-ho Zionist, former IDF soldier who supports the Israeli apartheid against Palestinians. And I love it, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, when actors speak out politically. Why shouldn't they? We should all speak out politically. But if I disagree with them, I will speak out against them. So I'm not a big fan of Gal Gadot. But I do love this show, and I love the idea of Wonder Woman. I love a lot of the history. We talk about that in terms of the creation. It was created by a threesome into BDSM. It's very interesting. And of course, Wonder Woman, she has a lasso of truth, a golden lasso of truth. So she's a dominatrix. Some other people are in this show, including Ikor the Wolf, and we celebrate his birthday, and Gypsy Bonobo. It's very hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's so hot.
If you still like sex.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, it's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
These are sexual fireworks that are going to go on right after this show on drsusanblock.com /live.
Yeah. And we
hope
to...
intellectual discussion, but also... A lot of sex. Orgasm and squirting.
And not made up. Just part...
Part of the
show. Of the studios.
Show.
The show, yeah.
And we have discussions. We have sex. We do BDSM. We... play.
Defend.
We lit sparklers that night. So there's a lot of smoke in the room. Smoky hot and smoking hot at the same time. Yes, it's a fantastic show, so check it out. Freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second. Oh, yes, I love the sacred fireworks of the 4th of July, orgasms for the eyes. It's funny how fireworks can symbolize sexual orgasm on the one hand and bombs bursting in air on the other. It's both.
Were you ever in Cannes with me during the fireworks?
Yes, we had a fabulous time in Cannes watching. Those fireworks were maybe my favorite because they were over the water, over the harbor where we had a beautiful... apartment and great parties. Unfortunately, LAPD does not know how to celebrate the 4th of July, and there was a big fire caused by LAPD and supposedly fireworks specialists who found a whole bunch of illegal fireworks and proceed to blow them up and injure 16 people and destroy property, various stuff.
And why did they blow it up?
Because they don't know what they're doing. They were trying to confiscate it. And they don't know how to, obviously. anyway, there's all kinds of crazy things going on. Condo collapse in North Miami. We don't even talk about that because it's got nothing really to do with sex. Except people in the bedroom were more likely to die. Than if you were in the kitchen, if you were eaten... You were more likely to live. So you guys who are midnight eaters, you did better than us guys that like to have sexual fireworks. Sucks. Anyway, feels so bad. But it's climate change. It's capitalism, ignorance. Fuck the rich. Fuck these guys that take your money and then don't fix your building. What the fuck is that? That's so evil. That's almost as bad as bombing. I mean, it is as bad. Because you're killing people. And then there's a huge oil fire in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. It's crazy. And people dying in the Pacific Northwest of crazy killer heat. If you don't believe in climate change, check all that out. Okay, but I got to take like 1 minute to talk about how weird Princess Diana's statue looks.
Okay, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, well, you could take the other two.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, first of all, the two children or three children look like miniature adults. They do not look like children. And Diana looks like a matronly predator. I'm a fan of Princess Diana. Not for any major reason, just I liked her outfits. I liked her joie de vivre. I liked her sexiness. I liked her glamour. I liked her adventure. She seemed like a nice person.
I liked her legs.
I liked her legs.
Yeah.
Her legs look pretty good in the statue.
Not bad.
But her waist, I don't know. She just looks very matronly in this outfit. I saw the original outfit.
Right,
it looks
right.
better. But
and
it's not her favorite outfit. I think her kids wanted her to look matronly. She did not look matronly to her fans, I don't think. But what do I know? That's what I feel. That's what I think. I believe they should have shown her in a glamorous, beautiful dress, or perhaps in a loincloth like her namesake, the goddess of the hunt. And I understand the stiffness because my sculpture by Yossi Vardin is kind of stiff, so I know sculptures are stiff. But still, there's no joie de vivre in this sculpture. I wish the best for this poor beleaguered royal family. The whole family is, but that family has a history of harming so many people around the world. I know it's not all you guys' fault, but the statue, not the way I'd like to remember Diana. But anyway, may the 4th be with you. Right, it's almost July the 4th if you're tuned in live. So I hope you have some fireworks tonight. Okay. Someone says, I love you, Max. Kristen Rock, all right.
Okay.
All right, hey, listen, I love you, Max.
I want to say this to all of you guys out there and people and thems and theys. I don't know what the newest terms are, but thanks for having us in your ear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forever guilty in public opinion now, though. Absolutely. That is true of Bill Cosby. I see with sound. Even though Cosby is out of jail, at least he is still finished in society, industry. I don't know if he's finished. I think he is forever guilty, but some people like guilty people. To prove that, just look at Trump. Anyway, we'll see. Razor Onion, did he really have the nerve to think he could do a comedy tour? Yes, he has the nerve. He's a friggin' rapist. He has a lot of nerve. He probably could. I'm sure he'd get people to come. This is capitalism, folks.
Yeah.
He would get people to come see him, both fans and people that are curious. Juxley, it's hard to commit violent crimes without going offline. Right, if you're online all the time.
So
exactly,
hard,
that's why
yeah.
the young people are not committing so many violent crimes. I think he's relating to that. Danielle Watts. Woo, Danielle Watts. Jacob Sokoloff turned us in and is very curious to know what our dear Dr. Susie's Chinese zodiac is. I am a beautiful sheep. I'm a lovely lamb.
I'm right behind you.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes I have mixed feelings, as I do about everything in life, about being a sheep, because people say, oh, sheep are followers, we're sheeple, all that stuff. So I don't know, am I a follower? If I am, sorry.
Yeah.
If I'm not, sorry. But I am a sheep. That's my Chinese zodiac. I love China. China's the one that invented the fireworks, and I
love
eyegasms, eargasms, toegasms,
orgasms.
Jacob Sokoloff says, Professor Marsden and the Wonder Woman illuminated the psychology. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Jacob Sokoloff. That we talk about that in the show that we're going to play after this show.
Watch it.
It's a great show, and there is a great documentary about that, or maybe it's just a movie, but it's kind of like a docudrama about Professor Marsden and the creation of Wonder Woman with his two female lovers. And it's really a beautiful background. I love it. I'm not a big fan of Ms. Gadot and her IDF allegiance, but I am a Jew for Palestine. What can I say? And I'm going to say that trying to use my best Jewish accent, or it's actually a Philly accent. But I'm a Jew for Palestine because I believe that we got to do what's right.
I'm a convert Jew.
Anyway, check out my Bill Cosby sleep fetish thing on YouTube. And also Danielle Watts is on some of our videos on YouTube and on DrSusanBlock.com.
I wonder if she ever got that note from Brad. Anyway, thanks.
Oh, yeah, we could get her a job being an actress. She's a great actress.
She is.
Oh, yeah, she's in...
We love you.
Django Unchained and Weed. I mean, we're talking about Weed tonight, folks, and the actress of Weed playing a cop. She is here with us, writing to us, so it's all...
Oh, we gotta go.
Amazing. Free Britney, free Assange.
Free yourself.
Free yourself. May the fourth be with you. Have some fireworks tonight. Hopefully sexual ones, because even though I love the other kind, they are dangerous, they are pollutants, and they bother dogs.
And surround yourself with good.
Yes.
As much as possible.
Yeah. Yes, yes. The time is right to celebrate, collaborate, and liberate your inner bonobo and set off some fireworks in your pants. Happy Froth of July. Yes, indeed. That's right. Be good, be happy, try not to hurt anybody, including yourself. You know, careful with those fireworks. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.